Bombay High Court dismisses Nawazuddin Siddiqui's Rs 100 crore defamation suit against brother, a family manager and a breach of trust. Allegations of financial fraud and multi-crore misappropriation. From Yari Road to Dubai, the lavish properties in dispute, blackmail, defamation, and the social media scandal. Unmesh, Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive. The Bombay High Court dismissed Nawazuddin Siddiqui's R100 crore defamation suit against his brother and sister-in-law. The case was scrapped due to non-prosecution, halting his allegations of financial fraud and a blackmail scandal. The Bombay High Court has dismissed Nawazuddin Siddiqui's Rs 100 crore civil suit. Justice Jitendra Jain dismissed the defamation case for non-prosecution. This high-profile suit targeted his brother, Shamsuddin, and sister-in-law, Anjana Pandey. A detailed court order is still awaited for public review. A family manager and deep trust Nawazuddin Siddiqui appointed his brother as manager in 2008. This decision was made due to his brother's unemployment at the time. Shamsuddin managed auditing, IT returns, and GST filings. The actor granted him full financial access for these duties. This included credit cards, signed checks, and bank passwords. Siddiqui then focused entirely on his burgeoning acting career. Allegations of betrayal and financial fraud. The plaintiff alleges Shamsuddin soon began cheating the actor. He reportedly purchased properties under joint ownership. However, he told Nawazuddin they were solely in the actor's name. This alleged deception forms the suit's core. It reveals a significant breach of familial and professional trust. The lavish properties at the heart of the dispute. These disputed assets are extensive and valuable. They include a Yari Road flat and semi-commercial property. The list also features a Buldana plot and a Sharpa farmhouse. A Dubai property and 14 luxury vehicles were also acquired. The vehicles included multiple Range Rovers, BMWs, and a Ducati. Intensifying conflict, false cases, and personal allegations. Siddiqui confronted his brother about the financial discrepancies. He alleges Shamsuddin then instigated his ex-wife. The goal was to file false legal cases against the actor. The petition also makes serious claims about Anjana Pandey. It states she misrepresented her marital status before marriage. Systematic financial misappropriation unveiled. The suit claims a direct misappropriation of Rs 20 crore. As manager, Shamsuddin accessed private meetings and conversations. He allegedly made secret audio and video recordings. Siddiqui terminated his brother's managerial role in 2020. This move triggered the ensuing legal and personal conflict. Tax notices and blackmail threats. Post-termination, Siddiqui received government legal notices. Income tax and GST departments demanded Rs 37 crore in unpaid dues. The actor claims his brother failed to pay these liabilities. Shamsuddin and Anjana then resorted to blackmail, the suit states. They used cheap videos and social media comments against him. Misuse of funds for production and education. The financial allegations extend to Anjana Pandey directly. Siddiqui gave Rs 10 lakh monthly for his children's education. He also provided Rs 2.5 crore to start a production house. The suit alleges she used these funds for personal pleasure. This represents a profound misuse of entrusted finances. Career and reputational damage from defamation. The social media campaign had tangible professional consequences. Nawazuddin's upcoming film projects were reportedly postponed. The defamatory posts caused severe personal embarrassment. He felt too ashamed to attend public events and social gatherings. His reputation and mental well-being were severely impacted. The legal remedies sought by the actor Siddiqui sought a permanent injunction against the duo. This would stop them from publishing defamatory content online. He also demanded a formal, written public apology from them. The actor requested full disclosure of their contacts for spreading misinformation. A strategic move to secure assets. A crucial plea was to freeze the defendants' assets. This prevents them from disposing of properties and valuables. The measure ensures Siddiqui can recover potential future damages. It secures the financial claims central to this complex family dispute. Analysis: the implications of the court's dismissal. The dismissal for non-prosecution is a procedural setback. It does not adjudicate the case's merits. Siddiqui can potentially file a fresh suit with proper prosecution. This ruling highlights the importance of procedural diligence in high-stakes litigation. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, notes this case underscores the risks of merging family and finance. The detailed court order will provide greater clarity on the legal road ahead for the acclaimed actor. Nawazuddin Siddiqui's career has been marked by several significant public and legal controversies, primarily involving intense familial disputes and professional conduct complaints. Familial and legal disputes. Siddiqui's most prominent controversies stem from his strained relationships with his former wife, Aliya Siddiqui, and his brother, Shamsuddin Siddiqui. The conflict with his former wife, Aliya, played out publicly through social media and legal filings. Aliya accused Nawazuddin and his family of harassment, claiming she was locked out of parts of their home and denied food. In a significant escalation, she also filed a rape complaint against him. Nawazuddin countered these allegations, stating that Aliya was blackmailing him, had abandoned their children in Dubai, and was misusing the substantial funds he provided for their upkeep and her business ventures. He also filed a Rs 100 crore defamation suit against Aliya and his brother, Shamsuddin. However, the Bombay High Court dismissed this suit in October 2025 for non-prosecution after Siddiqui and his lawyer repeatedly failed to appear in court. Simultaneously, Siddiqui accused his brother Shamsuddin, whom he had appointed as his manager, of financial fraud and misappropriation of funds, claiming his brother cheated him in property deals and manipulated his finances. Professional conduct and backlash. Beyond family, Siddiqui has faced professional controversies. In 2024, he faced legal and public backlash for promoting an online poker app while dressed in a Maharashtra police uniform. Organizations like the Hindu Janjagruti Samiti complained that the advertisement was disrespectful and tarnished the police's image, leading to demands for legal action against him. In the past, the publication of his memoir, An Ordinary Life, sparked controversy for its details about his former relationships. His claims about his first girlfriend, Sunita Rajwar, led her to file a Rs 2 crore defamation case against him, following which he withdrew the book and publicly apologized.